Hi, it's Victor Persian, that optimism man. I wanted to share with you today some thoughts on the optimism diet. What is it? Well, this week, my friend April sent me an email titled The Optimism Diet, and she asked, what does an optimism diet look like? Not many Americans are talking about it. Well, April's question struck me as profound, and over the years, I've thought about writing on optimism diets, and people have sort of avoided helping me write it. And we often talk about diets for our physical health. What if we adopted a diet for our mental and emotional well-being, a regimen that nourishes the mind and the spirit and our optimism, just as nutritious food sustains the body? Now, this morning, I was switching on the news, and it was so bad. That I switched across to the food channel, and there was Ainsley's Good Mood Food featuring honey, which is a perfect metaphor for the sweetness and positivity we can infuse into our lives. And as Ainsley shared delicious recipes in his happy places, which he says are his kitchen and on the beach, it becomes clear that food, atmosphere, and the joy of cooking all boost happiness, joy, and optimism. The experience of creating, sharing, and savoring food in environments that bring you peace and happiness can lift your spirits and brighten your outlook. And you think of things like marshmallows on a fire or a barbecue in the garden with friends. Now, let's start with a food and drink diet for optimism. So, let's start with something tangible, food and drink. So the first rule of an optimistic meal is to surround yourself with optimistic companions in an environment that makes you joyful. Okay? The first rule, surround yourself with optimistic companions in an environment that makes you joyful. Sharing meals with positive, uplifting people in a vibrant setting can transform a simple meal into a source of deep emotional nourishment. It could be a salad, it could be a piece of toast, but if you're sitting with someone who makes you feel good, it's a good meal. And whether it's an intimate dinner with friends or a bustling cafe breakfast, you know, I like Hurricane Hansom in Port Melbourne, the atmosphere and company you keep boost your mood and enhance your food experience. Cathy Ashton, who's a dietitian, told me about the happy connection, food, optimism, and the power of potatoes. You can Google that on the web if you like, highlighting how eating a wholesome meal can spark happiness and optimism. And Kathy explained how potatoes can improve your mood by stabilizing blood sugar and encouraging the production of serotonin, the brain's feel-good hormone. And you just think, whether it's French fries in a French restaurant or McDonald's or chips from a fish and chip shop, there are a few cultures that don't like deep fried chips or potatoes prepared in other ways. So what Kathy said about the connection between food and happiness underscores the importance of being mindful of what we eat, because she says the right foods in the right environment can nourish both the body and spirit. Now, let's talk about the foods themselves. Optimism often starts with what we consume, and there are certain foods that are known to boost happiness, joy, and optimism by increasing serotonin, dopamine, and other happy hormones. So, foods such as dark chocolate, bananas, berries, nuts, fresh apricots can help elevate mood and promote feelings of well-being. Fish like salmon, trout, and sardines are high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are crucial for brain health and mood regulation. So, these foods contain nutrients that stimulate the production of what people call the happy chemicals in the brain, like serotonin and dopamine, and which help maintain an optimistic outlook. Now, spices can often work wonders. I, for one, love an Indian milk tea with lots of spices. So, cinnamon and nutmeg are known to have comforting, mood-boosting effects, while turmeric, which is rich in a hormone, I think, called curcumin, is renowned for its antidepressant-like qualities. Saffron, you know, that orange, yellowy sunshine spice, has been shown to lift mood and reduce symptoms of depression. And other mood-boosting spices like ginger, cardamom, pepper, and cloves can add layers of flavour to your meals while enhancing mental clarity and well-being. Now, the Optimism Diet isn't about health food. It's about what makes us healthy, like food made with love. I enjoy food that brings me joy and enhances my optimistic outlook. And it can be a crispy schnitzel, snails in garlic butter, the bold flavours of steak tartare, or the sweetness of sugar bananas and fresh apricots. And let's not forget dark chocolate, cinnamon, donuts, and a slice of Stollen at Christmas. And to accompany these moments of indulgence, small quantities of Krupnikas, Lithuanian mead brandy, Armagnac, or a glass of Tempranillo, or that lovely light Italian Chianti, can add warmth and a sense of celebration to the experience. So combining these favourites with mood-enhancing foods and spices delights the taste buds and lifts the spirit, bringing joy and optimism to both mind and body. Now, what are the other ingredients of the Optimism Diet? Well, number one, optimistic greetings. One of the simplest yet most powerful elements of an Optimism Diet is how we greet others. Start every interaction, whether you're walking down the street or down the corridor at work or in the morning at home, with a genuine smile and a friendly hello. This small gesture has a ripple effect, as my friend Kay Clancy would say, lifting your spirits and the people around you. Ask what has been the best thing in your day early up in the conversation. And if you live in Australia, get rid of the question, how are you, and replace it with what's been the best thing in your day. It's a wonderful way to steer conversations towards the positive and create an atmosphere of optimism. It transforms even brief exchanges into moments of connection and joy. Gratitude and saying thanks more often. Gratitude is to the Optimism Diet what fruit and vegetables are to a balanced food diet. Regularly practicing gratitude can shift our focus from what we lack to what we have, boosting resilience and feelings of well-being. A simple gratitude practice, whether it's writing in a journal or mentally acknowledging things we are thankful for, can strengthen our optimism. Same time, making it a habit to say thank you more often can reinforce a positive mindset. When I go to a cafe, if the coffee's okay, I always go and thank the barista. If there's a little bit of latte art on the coffee, you say thanks. And if the kitchen's accessible, I always pop my head in and say thanks for the food. A sincere thank you, whether for a small gesture or a significant act, lifts the mood of both you and the recipient, fostering an atmosphere of positivity and appreciation. Much like the sweetness of a perfect fresh apricot or peach, or the richness of a good steak tartare, gratitude and frequent expressions of thanks add depth and satisfaction to our daily lives. Recognizing the small joys, the act of kindness, the beautiful moments in each day can build a foundation of positivity that makes even the most demanding challenges feel manageable. Surround yourself with optimists. An essential part of optimism and the Optimism Diet is the company we keep. Optimism, like good food, is contagious. Spending time with people who exude positivity and hope can profoundly influence our mindset. When surrounded by those who see opportunities in challenges, it becomes even easier to adopt that same outlook. Make time for conversations with people who inspire and uplift you. You don't always need to catch up face-to-face, telephone call, or as young people do these days, short messaging with optimists can replenish your reservoir of positivity. So whether at the dinner table or over coffee or over the phone, the energy we get from the positive people around us makes a big difference in how we approach the world. I asked Bill George, the head of leadership at Harvard Business School, what makes him optimistic. He told me, being surrounded by positive people, what a blessing. Acts of kindness and positive action. So the Optimism Diet isn't just about what we take in, it's what we give. Sharing optimism through acts of kindness and positivity can feed our own sense of hope and joy. So whether it's complimenting a colleague or helping a neighbor by putting out the rubbish bin when they're away, or simply sharing a smile with a stranger. These acts of kindness create ripples of positivity in the world. And like preparing a delicious meal for others, these small acts nourish the recipient and the giver, you and me. Studies have shown that acts of kindness can increase feelings of well-being, reduce stress, and strengthen social connections, all key ingredients in an optimistic life. Meditation, yoga, and prayer? Yep. Meditation, yoga, and prayer form the foundation of mental and spiritual nourishment in the optimism diet. These practices help quiet the mind, reduce stress, and foster a sense of peace and clarity. Through meditation, we become more mindful of the present moment, focusing on the beauty and positivity around us. Yoga encourages balance between the body and mind, helping us to boost our mood through physical movement. Prayer can offer comfort and connection, nurturing the spirit with a sense of purpose and gratitude. And all are good on your own, and all are even better in company. So whether we sit quietly in meditation, or stretch in a yoga pose, or offer a prayer of thanks, these practices provide moments of reflection, allowing us to recharge and approach life with renewed energy and optimism. So, what are the recipes for daily optimism? Number one, take time to experience joy. Pause throughout the day to experience joy. Smell the roses, enjoy the sunlight, or appreciate a simple moment. This helps ground us and remind us of life's beauty. Positive conversations. Replace the standard "how are you" with "what's been the best thing in your day." This small change can shift conversations towards optimism. Say thanks more often. Make it a habit to express gratitude verbally. A sincere thank you to someone, whether for a small gesture or a significant action, helps reinforce a positive, appreciative mindset. And then an evening reflection. Before bed, reflect on the day's successes and moments of joy, no matter how small. You can do this over dinner, or you can do this, you know, sitting on your bedside, and it helps you end the day on a positive note. Now, I reckon this is a diet worth sticking to. Like the meals I love, the optimism diet brings joy and contentment. You can create an environment where optimism thrives by infusing your life with positive thoughts, gratitude, uplifting company, and acts of kindness. In a world where negativity can sometimes feel overwhelming, an optimism diet offers a path to resilience, hope, and joy. And just like any good diet, consistency is vital. By making optimism a daily practice, or a practice several times a week, we can experience the lasting benefits of a positive outlook and share that infectious optimism with those around us. What are the foods that make you feel more optimistic? What are the foods that bring you joy? Well, if you're not a part of the Centre for Optimism community, just do a Google and you can sign up to our mailing list there, and share what makes you optimistic, or which type of optimism is your superpower. I wish you best for a great day.